This is the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open at the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Vereen.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else? Pow! Randy Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Week number one in the books for the Patriots, a 23-21 win for the Pats in week one in Buffalo. This was not a comfortable win by any stretch. Steven Goskowski with a 33-yard field goal good. A 35-yard field goal good with 9 seconds left to play, capping a 12-play, 49-yard drive for the Patriots. 9 seconds to go in the game. He puts it through the uprights, and the Patriots win 23-21. I'm Mark Bertrand. Be with you for the next couple of hours as we talk about this game and the way it went for the Patriots in week one. They are 1-0, but they have escaped week one is what they have done. A lot to talk about as it happened today in Buffalo. There's just so many things that went on in this game that we could be discussing here over the next couple of hours. The telephone number for you, 855-PATS-500. That's the toll-free number, 855-PATS-500, 508-298-0398. Also, email webradio@patriots.com. You can send me your tweets as well, @Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. So send in the tweets, your emails, your phone calls, all of it as we get your thoughts on what happened in Buffalo today for the Patriots in order to get their 23-21 win and get out of week one with a W and get out of that game with a W. A number of mistakes, a number of things to talk about. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady. We'll hear from some other players within the Patriots locker room after this win today. This is probably not a win that you feel great about, but you feel good about the fact that you're able to get a win in less than ideal circumstances, having made some mistakes, having had some turnovers, and not having your best day execution-wise as a team. The Patriots have to feel good about the fact that they got a win, but the way in which they did it, it's not the way they drew it up. That's what I would say about this win for the Patriots. It is time to get to, however, the good, the bad, and the injured from today.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
F***ing don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Well, let's start with the good. The good from today's win for the Patriots over the Bills. Kyle Arrington on the good list today. A little more than 3 minutes into the game, Arrington poked the ball out of C.J. Spiller's hands on a second down run. Actually, he used two hands to make sure he stripped the ball out. He had that on his mind, getting that football out of Spiller's hands. Tommy Kelly picked up the ball, and the Patriots got it at the Buffalo 16-yard line. Good setup there for the Patriots offense. Early in the second quarter, Arrington with a defended pass against Stevie Johnson. It looked at first as if Arrington may have picked it off, but on replay, the ball clearly hit the ground and bounced up into the hands of Arrington, but a good play nonetheless. Late in the second quarter, he ripped the ball loose from the hands of Marquise Goodwin for another fumble. Rob Ninkovich there to recover the football. I would certainly put Kyle Arrington in the good category for the Patriots today. His performance, very strong, one of his best early on that we've seen him in a Patriots uniform. I would also put in the good column, now we switch to the offense, couple of guys that stood out for me. Shane Vereen, with a lot of playing time in this game today. Shane Vereen, 7 catches for 58 yards on the ground, 14 carries for 101 yards. That's how it went for Shane Vereen. Definitely in the good category for him. Got a lot of playing time due to one of his teammates, Stephen Ridley, having a hard time hanging on to the football. We'll get to more of that in just a minute. Danny Amendola, in his first regular season game as a Patriot, finishes with some very big catches, 10 catches, 104 yards, 10 catches on 14 targets today for Amendola. He was certainly a big part of the Patriots offense. That's pretty much where the good is. You could also throw Steven Goskowski into the mix, obviously with 3 field goals in this game, the last one with 9 seconds to go, the game winner, so you could put that into the good category as well. What else would you put into the good category? 855-PATS-500, the phone number, as we'll be getting to your calls here momentarily. The bad, I'll start with Stephen Ridley. Lost the football on his first carry of the day, was ruled down by contact. In the second quarter, he fumbled on a first down run. That was from the Buffalo 24-yard line. Denoris Searcy, who had a pretty good day, picked it up and ran it back 75 yards for the touchdown, that making it 10-7 Patriots at the time. A huge potential swing of points with that one play, and that was the last we saw of Stephen Ridley on the day. So he is certainly in the bad category. Also offensively, Kenbrell Tompkins. I was not impressed with Kenbrell Tompkins today. 4 catches, 42 yards on the day, a long of 20, but he was targeted 14 times. I thought he was targeted too many times in this game. And Kenbrell Tompkins did not impress. He lacks body control. He lacks the ability to really know where his feet are. He had a play late in the game in which he could have had a touchdown late. He got caught flat-footed. Tom Brady was not happy with the result of that play with Tompkins in the back of the end zone. He did not have a good day. So I'm putting Tompkins in the bad category. I would put the tight end position in the bad category, and this is something that we will certainly be looking at going forward for the time that this team is without Rob Gronkowski. There was not much to be said for the tight end position. 1 catch coming out of that position today, and it was from the Who Man, Michael Manawanui.
It was a catch for the wrong team, too, coming off of Sudfeld's hands.
Yeah, we'll get to that, too. 1 catch for Who Man. It didn't come until there was a minute to go, less than a minute to go, in the third quarter. And you mentioned Sudfeld. Sudfeld was targeted once. Well, how would you describe that play? He didn't really catch it.
No.
It touched his hands. It was then grabbed by the opponent, and he was at least able to get a hand and have the play end there. But his one target resulted in a turnover today. The one target for Sudfeld, the other catch for Who Man. He had 2 targets on the day, came with less than a minute to go in the third quarter. The Patriots got nothing out of the tight end position on the team today. The Buffalo Bills took that away. And now that's obviously a change for the Patriots from recent years, that the tight end position was not a focus today. Also want to throw, I want to go back one step. I forgot one of the guys on the good side. I thought Julian Edelman had a strong day today. 7 catches for Edelman on 9 targets on the afternoon, 79 yards receiving. And this gets back to the point about Kenbrell Tompkins got a lot of targets in this game. He was tied with Amendola 14 times apiece. Brady went their way. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the tight end position just wasn't there and really didn't provide much. Shane Vereen, as I mentioned, had those 7 catches, so he made up for some of the losses there. But it was Amendola, Edelman, and Tompkins getting all the looks for the most part from Tom Brady, who I did not think had a strong day himself. 22 of 59, 288 yards passing. He finishes with a rating of 76.4. 2 touchdowns and a pick for Tom Brady. Also had a fumble late in the game in which deep in Buffalo territory, in which he turned the ball over. That was on him. It was not on the snap. Brady pulled back a little bit too early and lost the football. He fumbled on the goal line. And just to give you an idea of how big of a fumble that is, because he fumbled, you know, it's a fourth down play. They're trying to punch the ball in. It looked as if it could have been a run by Brady. It may have been a handoff to Blunt on that play. It was hard to tell because obviously the ball was fumbled. But Brady, before that fumble, had converted 88 of 91 runs of 2 yards or less on third or fourth down. 56 straight times. He has a streak right now, or prior to that fumble. 56 straight times he had converted on short runs of 2 yards or less on either third or fourth down. And that's a situation where it would have been a touchdown for the Patriots had it been Brady jumping up over the top. But that was a huge turnover for the Patriots. And so when you turn the ball over, when you fail to execute in a number of different ways, it comes back to bite you a little bit. So I'm putting Brady in the bad category as well. Although I think clearly some of this has to do with his receiving core. And I would have to say that early on, it looks like the change of faces and the change of guys on this offense, it's going to be a little bit of time before everything looks like it's in sync. Kenbrell Tompkins, I thought, took a step back today. So, telephone number for you, 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500, webradio at patriots.com. I see some of your emails starting to flow in, and send your tweets at @Mark_Bertrand. As it comes to the injury part of things today, as we do the good, the bad, and the injured, Danny Amendola, late in the first half, went down with what appeared to be a re-aggravation of his groin injury. Went to the sideline, went to the locker room, was a little bit late coming back out of the locker room in the second half, but it looks as if he's going to be able to manage that. I thought that was a good sign that he was able to come back in that second half and play, because it looked as if he was in pain. It looked as if it was really bothering him. And the knock on Danny Amendola is, rightly or wrongly, that he's soft or he's injury prone, and he bounced right back and came back out for the second half and was a key contributor in the second half on the way to the Patriots win today over the Bills. So he came back. The other guy was Brandon Spikes. Spikes went down with what they are calling dehydration. They say that's what he was dealing with in the first half. Dehydration, which is not a good sign. It wasn't particularly hot today in Buffalo, as we heard Eric Scalavino on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It was a beautiful, comfortable day in Buffalo. It is game number one, but I will say this. Brandon Spikes is a guy that did not participate in a number of off-season workouts with his team because he was off on his own training program, getting in, I guess in his opinion, better shape, more resources in terms of conditioning, trying to work on his speed. I didn't see the improvement, especially not when you're going down in the first half with dehydration issues. So that was a problem. So those are the two injuries that you saw today. As it happened for the Patriots. Also on the bad things, and there's just so many things to talk about with this game, the offensive line didn't protect Tom Brady all that well. Buffalo was able to get pressure on Tom Brady. They hurried him a number of times early on. It was very evident. The offensive line, I would definitely put in the bad category if we're splitting up the units on the team. So there's a lot to take away and a lot to get to, and I want to get to it with you. At 855-PATS-500, let's go to those phones and get your thoughts in here after the Patriots beat the Bills today, 23-21. I've given you some of my thoughts. Let's get some of yours. We'll start with Liam in North Carolina. Hi, Liam.
Hey, how's it going, Mark? With a C?
It's going well.
Hey, one thing I would add to your good category, I mean, I agree with your good and your bad. The Pats defense as a whole, I think, did fairly well holding them in the fourth quarter. I mean, my neighbor is a Bills fan, and I texted him in the third and said, hey, man, congratulations, you guys won, only to find out that it didn't turn out that way. As ugly as the game as it was, I think the D definitely did their part and definitely saved Brady in that game.
Yeah, I would think on the whole that it was a positive for them. If you're splitting up good or bad, they'd be in the good group.
Yeah, I mean, Arrington was the star of that defense, but yeah, it scares me to think that we don't have Gronkowski and potentially not Amendola with the injury. They're really the only two that really contribute to that offense. It seemed like I had high hopes for the rookies, but it really looks like Brady really only wants to go to his veteran receivers.
Yeah, Liam, thanks for the call. EJ Manuel today, 18 of 27, 150 yards passing on the day. So they only gave up 150 yards in the air, which I thought was good. I thought I'd put Steve Gregory in the good category today. I know that's a spot that we had been focused on in the offseason. A lot of people thought that was a place where the Patriots could use an upgrade. I thought Steve Gregory held his own today, finishing the game with 9 tackles on the day for Steve Gregory, 7 of them solo. We know what Arrington did today. He is clearly on the good list. So I thought, as a unit, the Patriots secondary showed up to play today. I would put that in the good category. If you look at this game on the whole, though, the Buffalo Bills, with penalties, 10 penalties on the day, many of them costly, 10 for 75 is how it shows in the box score, but obviously that doesn't count the yards that you negate on possible plays that they're then penalized after the fact. 10 for 75. You had Doug Marrone with a challenge early on in the game. The first minute and 13 seconds into the game, you have Doug Marrone throwing a flag, the challenge flag, which really made no sense whatsoever on that Ridley loss of the football. Just a foolish challenge made by him. You saw the mistakes that Buffalo made. You saw some of the play calling mistakes late in that game that Buffalo had. They took zero time off the clock in the fourth quarter with about 5 minutes to go, and they gave the ball back to the Patriots. There were many mistakes made on Buffalo's side of things. You're going up against a rookie quarterback, and the Patriots, even with all of those things, squeak out of this game with a 23-21 win. So, on the whole, it's hard to feel great about this win, but it's good that they got it. And the question is, with those young receivers, where's the improvement going to come from? And that is a scary proposition if Danny Amendola is to be lost for any amount of time while Rob Gronkowski is still out and has not yet made a return. Where does that leave this Patriots offense, even if it's for a week or two? What does that look like? Scary proposition. Let's talk to Al in New Jersey. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to make a few points. First, Dan Dierdorf, does he wear a blue jersey? He was waving the pom-poms for the Bills the whole game.
You know, I didn't notice that he had a Buffalo slant, but...
Yeah, I felt that.
All right.
You know, let's not underestimate the Bills' defense. And as far as Amendola, Edelman, Vereen, they won the game. You know, when you look at Zach Sudfeld and Ann Tompkins, they don't look comfortable coming out of their breaks at all.
Yep. You got anything else, Al?
Yeah, also, you know, the game to me turned when Ridley fumbled, and he wasn't even hit. And to me, you know, he's on my team. He's a fumbler. But he sat down, and Vereen stepped up. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And you know what? The knock on Ridley that he is a fumbler. Al, thanks for the call. Much appreciated. The fact that this thing has kind of chased Stephen Ridley, that he is a fumbler. He's a guy who can't protect the football. I think you saw it again today, and I think it's warranted. And some people will question the benching. Did he deserve to be back in the second half? That's a question I'll ask you. Do you think he should have been back in the game for the Patriots in the second half? I agree with the benching. This is a guy who's been around for a few years now. If you don't protect the football, and today, if you look at the stat sheet, he goes down as having one fumble, but we really know it was more than that. If he can't protect the football, and you're a veteran, and you get benched, you deserve to be benched. And Shane Vereen stepped up to help fill that void today. And that's why Shane Vereen is, you know, if you had to pick a player of the game today, And I will. I'll tell you who my player of the game was. It's Shane Vereen. He's not only coming in and making huge contributions, catching the football, rushing the football, but he's also stepping in place of a teammate who couldn't get it done today. And he stepped up and made plays for the team. And on an offense that definitely needed it today. 855-PATS-500, 855-728-7500. You can also reach us at 508-298 0398, but the toll-free number 855-PATS-500. Joe's in Texas today. Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey. I've been a big Patriots fan for about 7 years now, and I'm glad that I have several thoughts. I'm glad that we won today, but I'm very unhappy the way that we played. I think that we should have beat Buffalo a lot more than we did, and I'm not all too thrilled on how Brady played either. I think we need to play better as a team, and hopefully we'll get Gronk back soon, and hopefully we'll get this thing figured out. But I'm not happy with the win at all.
Yeah, I would say that it's hard, Joe, to be happy with this win. I mean, it's happy that you can be happy that they did win the game, okay? And that at the end of the year, this still counts as a win. The Patriots are 1-0. They get the W. They're undefeated. They have another game coming up on Thursday night against the New York Jets. But on the whole, this one counts like any other win. But I think it's frustrating some of the things the team did wrong – And I think there are some legitimate concerns going forward. I think there are. There are definitely concerns on the offensive side of the ball that I think maybe we didn't realize would be the case. Or we thought, based on what we saw in the preseason from Ken Beryl Tompkins, that he wouldn't look the way that he did today. Or Zach Sudfeld, we thought he would be more involved and would be able to give this team more. Wasn't the case today. And this is now the point where you're questioning, is that going to be the case in every regular season game? Or was this a case of 1 week in which they didn't play well? And even if that is the case, that's inconsistency from guys that I think maybe we got a little bit ahead of ourselves and said, they'll be on the field, they'll be consistent, they'll be ready to go. That wasn't the case today. Now, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola in the passing game were both good today. And I think Danny Amendola coming back from the injury and making some big catches in the second half, obviously a good sign. Will they be able to sustain that against better teams? Right now, they've got Buffalo in week one, they get a win. Next week, it's the New York Jets, and really not even next week. There's a quick turnaround here. Quick turnaround as the Patriots play again this Thursday night. And oh, by the way, the Jets 1-0. They get a win today. 18-17, the final against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. Jets get a W. And so this will be a game of two teams that are both 1-0 on Thursday night here at Gillette Stadium. So, as of right now, just be happy that the Patriots got the win, but there's some real questions about the team heading forward. We've got questions about the receivers. We've got questions about Stephen Ridley. Tom Brady today, he's on the bad list. Tom Brady did not look like Tom Brady today in a lot of different ways. I understand he was pressured. I don't think he threw the ball particularly well early, and then he started to throw the ball extremely hard, kind of overcompensating for whatever it was he had going on early in the game. So, week one, not the greatest performance from this Patriots team. Webradio at Patriots.com is where you get the email sent in. Send your emails in, webradio at Patriots.com. Get to some of those right now. From Jackson, he writes in that it seems like ever since the Ravens game, Stephen Ridley hasn't been that good. From Matt in Northern Ireland, Mark, what a game. And what an amount for you to break down in your first season opening postgame show. In all honesty, that was the most frustrating Patriots game I have watched in a long time. I kept faith that we would come through given all the mistakes that Buffalo made and knew Brady would take a chance somewhere. But oh my, Danny Amendola was a machine tonight, and there is no way we win this game without his clutch catches. Out of all the skill players, in my opinion, only Edelman, Vereen, and Amendola turned up. Ridley has done a poor job of gaining yards and protecting the football and was rightly benched. Sudfeld missing, again, rightly pulled himself after giving away a pick. Am I being harsh with him? I go by the Michael Irvin rule on receivers. If you can't touch it, you better catch it. No excuses. Going on, I'm saving my biggest criticism for Ken Beryl Tompkins. The guy has a heck of a ton to learn as an NFL receiver. I counted 6 dropped balls, 4 blocks, 0 separation all night against a very average corner in Leotis McKelvin. Dobson dodges a bullet being inactive. Josh Boyce didn't do much with his opportunities. However, I'm not worried. We showed our class tonight as a team and as a franchise. Big teams win when they play bad as well as when they play good, and we will definitely improve as the season progresses. Roll on the Jets Thursday night, and I look forward to listening to the show and your thoughts throughout the season. Matthew, I appreciate your email. Thanks for checking in with your thoughts after this Patriots win today over the Buffalo Bills. I don't think you're being harsh on Sudfeld. I think the criticism is deserved. I think the criticism of the tight end position is deserved. Patriots unable to make that a factor in this game. Buffalo took it right out. Let's talk to DeAndre in Mississippi. He's up next on the Patriots postgame show. DeAndre,
hey, Mark.
How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think as fans for the Patriots, I believe that we have a certain expectation for our players to come out and perform on a consistent basis. It was ugly, but we got a win. I think we're going to have a long season. You know, we just have to just be patient with, you know, the rookies or whatever. It's about opportunities. Some guys had opportunities, and they stepped up, you know. We got a little ahead of ourselves on some players like Kimball Tompkins and Zach Sudfeld. But I believe, you know, over time they'll pan out. We'll be okay, you know, as far as Tom Brady, you know. I guess you have to compensate for the lack of certain weapons, you know, Gronk being out. And so maybe next week. Maybe we'll do a little better next week. Looking forward to it.
Well, DeAndre, thanks for the call. I think that's the hope, that Thursday night the Patriots look better against the Jets than they did against the Buffalo Bills today in Buffalo. And this is part of it, too. Patriots now have a very quick turnaround. They have a game now, only 3 days, really, 3 days of prep. Thursday night is when they will open their home schedule here at Gillette Stadium against the New York Jets. So it's a quick turnaround after getting the W today in Buffalo. And so the Pats will then take on the Jets Thursday night right here at Gillette Stadium. Joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from Buffalo, after having a very big game today for the Patriots on the defensive side of the football, from the Patriots locker room, it's Kyle Arrington. Kyle, congratulations on the win. Did you feel like by the end of this thing you guys had escaped and escaped Buffalo?
Well, first off, thank you for having me. It was definitely one of those grinded out games, and it always came down. It came down to the end, like it sometimes always does. And we were just thankful to have 12 on our side. You know, I mean, Tom, he's just so vintage, you know, in that situation. And he's very, very poised. You know, receivers made some huge catches along the way. And just grateful to come out with a victory.
Kyle, with a couple of forced fumbles today coming in the first half. On the first one on Spiller, did you go into that play thinking, was it your main goal there to take that ball out? Because it looked like you would use both hands at separate times trying to make sure that ball popped out.
Well, the first thing was to ensure the tackle. And, you know, when you're able to make a play on the ball, you know, you go for it. You know, our defense, I feel we are very opportunistic. And, you know, when an opportunity, when a moment's there, you know, we try to let you see this.
Kyle Arrington joining us here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Kyle, how do you feel that your unit played, you know, together as a unit?
I think it was an overall tremendous team effort. Offense, defense, kicking game. I think we made just enough plays to win the game. So, I mean, you know, it's always good to look back. Well, you know, you don't play a perfect game. It's always great to look at the game the next day as opposed to, you know, not winning the game. So, it's a good start. Always great to get a victory. No game is easy, you know, in this league especially. So, I think, like I said, it was a good start.
How hard is it now to, you know, turn around and Thursday night be taking on the New York Jets here? What's that like in a shortened week after you only have 3 days now to get ready for your next game?
it's the nature of the beast sometimes. I mean, you know, that's our schedule. You know, some guys have some bouncing bruises, so we have to work even harder, you know, in those training rooms, cold tubs, to bounce back quickly. So we'll have to be a pretty quick turnover. Now we'll enjoy this victory today and tonight, but then we have to move on.
Kyle, did you have any words for Stevie Johnson today out on the field after he said all week that nobody on the Patriots could cover him?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, guy, we draw back for a little bit, but I mean, you know, whatever stays on the field, we definitely respect each other. I'll say he's a tremendous talent, you know. So I mean, nothing but respect for that guy.
Yeah, I hope you told him at some point that you were not Pat Chung.
No. I think he realized sooner than later within the game.
All right, Kyle. Well, great job today, and congratulations on the win again. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Kyle Arrington joining us here on the Patriots.com postgame show after a very big performance for the Patriots today. Kyle Arrington, a couple of forced fumbles, a nice pass that was intended for Stevie Johnson early on, and you could tell that Kyle Arrington, after getting a big contract with the Pats, he's living up to it early on. He had a very solid game for the Patriots today on the defensive side of the football. He deserves all of the praise that will come his way after this game. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you. 855-PATS-500. That is the phone number. If you want to send in your emails, you can do that as well. webradio@patriots.com. We got a lot of emails we're going to be going through, but we do have wide open lines for you right now. Give your thoughts on today's Patriots games, your reaction to the 23-21 win for the Patriots in Buffalo. 855-PATS-500, webradio@patriots.com. You can send me a tweet as well, @Mark_Bertrand. We'll get to more of your reaction coming up next.
Stay tuned for more analysis and reaction from tonight's game.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 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 Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Seconds to go. The right knee is down for Ryan Allen. He'll extend the right hand. Gostkowski waits. This will be a 35-yard kick straight on. The snap by Aiken. The spot by Allen. The kick by Gostkowski. Sailing through the uprights. It is good! And the Patriots take the lead with 5 seconds to go.
Bob Sosi with the call on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network today. Steven Gostkowski's kick good. And the Patriots beat the Bills 23-21, the final in Buffalo. We'll continue with your thoughts at 855-PATS-500. Some other scores from around the league today. Dolphins get a 23-10 win over the Browns. A final there. Kansas City 28-2, winners over Jacksonville. The Pittsburgh Steelers fell to the Titans 16-9, the final in that game. Seattle 12-7, winners over Carolina. The Lions victorious in week number one. They beat Minnesota 34-24. New Orleans beats Atlanta. That was one of the bigger games of the weekend. The Saints 23, Falcons 17. The Indianapolis Colts squeak by Oakland with a 21-17 win. Terrell Pryor in that game for Oakland, 19 of 29, 217 yards passing. He also had 112 yards rushing on the ground. The Bears, 24, and the Bengals, 21. Chicago gets a win in week number one. Matt Forte, 19 carries, 50 yards in that game. A.J. Green for Cincinnati, 9 catches, 162 yards receiving for Cincinnati today. The Jets beat Tampa Bay, 18-17. A weird score in that one. Geno Smith in his NFL regular season debut, 24 of 38, 256 yards passing. Doug Martin for Tampa Bay, 24 carries, 65 yards in that one. Vincent Jackson, 7 catches, 154 yards for him in that game. However, it's in a losing effort as the Jets win their opener at home. Don't forget, Jets coming to Gillette Stadium Thursday night for week number two against the Patriots. Games happening right now. San Francisco up 7-0 on Green Bay. That game with a little under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Start of the second quarter, Rams and Cardinals are scoreless in St. Louis. The telephone number for you is 855-PATS-500. That's the toll-free number. Also 508-298-0398. We're getting your thoughts on the Patriots' win over the Buffalo Bills today, and we go right back to the calls. Diane is in California. Hi, Diane.
Yes, it looks like to me that Josh McDaniels is trying to take control of this team, and I'm just not a fan of getting a guy that can't stay healthy in Amendola. I mean, say what you want about Welker, but he was always on the field. So it looks like we've taken a step backwards.
Well, I think today it didn't really affect you, Diane, and thanks for the call. It didn't affect you in this game because when Amendola went down, he didn't end up coming back right after, you know, the start of the second half. A little bit of a delay getting him out there. Today it didn't affect you. Today you did okay with him. But the fact is that he has yet another what appears to be nagging injury. The question becomes, what if he can't go Thursday? What if he can't go in week three against Tampa Bay? How many games are we going to see Danny Amendola? And I don't think this question has changed at any point since he signed with the Patriots, because we know the injury history with Danny Amendola. He has missed a significant amount of time when he was with the Rams due to injuries. And the question was that fluky, or is this a guy who doesn't respond well to taking hits? And, you know, some people are just softer than others. It's just, you know, the genetics of it, I guess. So that's really the question. Is this a player who is truly injury prone? And does he fight through injuries? That second part, I think we got a little bit of an answer today. It appeared that Danny Amendola was dealing with some pain. He was wincing on the sideline, needed to go back for some treatment in the locker room, came back and played, and was big. I mean, Danny Amendola with some clutch catches in that second half after dealing with the injury. As far as his toughness goes and being able to fight through things, I think we saw some of that. I think that part of it's a positive, but the injury part and missing time, that's something we're going to wonder about going forward. How much time will he potentially miss if he is one of those guys that deals with a lot of injuries? Matthew's in Colorado today. He's up next here on the Patriots.com postgame show. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I just have two kind of quick questions for you. The first one is, do you think Shane Vereen has earned a starting position?
Well, I think you're going to see him used a lot more based on his performance today, and I think it's deserved.
Yeah, me as well. And then the second one, again, is do you think that we should be worried as far as if we continue to play as we played today, like when we go, I know we have a few big games against like Denver and stuff, when we go in those bigger games, do you think we should be worried, or do you think by the time we get there, our rookies should be in their zone, you know? And Amendola, he did pretty good. I will give him that for coming out and coming back in, and he was a big part of us winning.
So. You know, I would say, based on what we saw today, Matthew, I don't know that we could say that the rookies are going to be better or get into the zone or be comfortable or any of those things. It's one of those things where you have to prove it. You know, it's a prove it to me type of thing. And until they do, I don't think anyone's going to buy in. I know I won't. You know, I want to see Kenbrell Tompkins look more like the Kenbrell Tompkins we saw to start the preseason as opposed to what we saw today. Zach Sudfeld was invisible today. In fact, he was part of a play that ended up, you know, football being taken away. So I'm not buying in yet. I'm not just going to assume that with the passing of time, these guys are going to get comfortable and be a part of the offense. Josh Boyce is a name we haven't mentioned yet in this postgame show. Didn't really factor in today when it came to the Patriots offense. That wasn't a guy that caught your attention today because he really wasn't a part of things. So I'm not just going to say that with the passage of time, there will be more involvement from those guys and they'll be more comfortable. They've got to prove it. They have to prove it. And the good news is for the Patriots, they've got the Jets now. I know it's a quick turnaround, but they've got the Jets, and the Jets are a team that just beat Tampa Bay. And that, for me, takes back what I think about Tampa Bay a little bit. We were talking during the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social today, and I said to both Paul and Andy, I put Tampa Bay a little bit above the class that the Buffaloes and the Jets are in. Now I'm kind of changing my opinion. I think Tampa Bay might be right in that group. So this could be potentially preseason game number 5, 6, and 7. Number 5 didn't go great for the Patriots. Number 6, we'll see what happens Thursday night, but at least the Patriots are not facing very tough competition until week 4. They get a little bit of a break with the schedule, so they have more time to work on things. Melvin's in Tennessee. He's up next. Hi, Melvin.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
What do you got?
Man, the curse of that number 85 is real. I promise I said it years ago, but that's real. But I think Thomas would be all right with due time. I think now. But I think he just needs he needs that game time experience. But on the defensive side of the ball, I saw a lot of shaky play from the safeties themselves, coming over on things late, blowing coverages, things like, I don't know if that was Tlaib's or Gregory's fault, but just it was still shaky back there as far as the safety role goes. And I thought the defensive line needs to get some more pressure. Did you think that they needed to do some more down and up blitzes?
Yes. I thought generally, Melvin, they needed more pressure up front, and they didn't get it today. Chandler Jones, we talked a little bit about him coming into the game. I didn't think he did anything that really stood out. I didn't think the defensive line as a whole did a ton today that would make you say they had a great day. I just don't think it was there. They needed more consistent pressure, and they didn't provide it.
Right. That was the more concerning thing looking from the preseason to me was I thought this defensive line was going to, you know, even though they did well in the preseason, they just kind of took a little step back today. So I hope they improve, or maybe, you know, you got to start dialing up some pressure, sending some linebackers in there. I thought that would be coming with the rookie quarterback, but that it seemed to kind of let them do in coverage. So I think that's it. I think with due time, I think they'll be okay. That I'm getting a heart attack today, but I'm used to that with Bills games. So I think we'll be all right.
All right, Melvin, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening, too. Melvin, I think you're right, though, about the 85 being the curse. That crossed my mind today during this game, whether it be Chad Johnson when he was here wearing that a couple of years ago. Last year, Brandon Lloyd, which I don't want to say he was cursed, but, you know, Brandon Lloyd only lasted 1 year with the Patriots. He's no longer here, and now it looks like he is apparently retiring from the game. And Kembrell Tompkins today just never looked right in this game today. Was always either going the wrong way or falling the wrong way or having some trouble along the sidelines. Kembrell Tompkins did not have a good day. But I don't think we should write the guy off yet. He had a rough day. He had a rough go of it in game number one. Let's talk to Alvin in Texas. He's up next here with Mark Bertrand on the Patriots postgame show. Hi, Alvin.
Hey, how you doing, Grandpa today? The thing that I was more like looking for is like Julian Edelman did step up. I mean, he caught two touchdowns and they were already going to write him off and they were saying that they were going to cut him off, but I'm glad we still kept him. But what are your thoughts about that?
On Edelman, I thought Edelman had a pretty good game. I'd put him in the good category. He and Amendola in the passing game carried the Patriots today. They were it. That's what they had. Those were the two guys that really stepped up and those are the guys that have some experience, so I think that's expected. The real question is with these young guys. What are we going to see from the young guys? Bill's in New Jersey. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
That was a tough game to watch.
It was.
Here's my question. It was pretty obvious from this game that Kembrell Tompkins and Josh Boyce are very raw talent. What would you think about cutting somebody like Brandon Bolden and then bringing back Deion Branch, Dante Stallworth, or even Randy Moss?
I think Randy Moss is definitely out of the question.
Okay. Sure.
I think that one is done. I'm really not sure what Deion Branch is going to bring you either. I'm not sure what that guy has left. From what we saw last year of Deion Branch, it looked like he was pretty much at the end. But, I mean, the general question of should they be bringing back a veteran guy. Should they bring in another veteran receiver? I think it's too early for that, Bill. I think maybe it reaches that point, but I don't think that point is now. It's still only one game. They still have a little bit of a cushion here. But if we're going 3 weeks out now, if we're back here talking about this team after three games against obviously the one that just happened and then the one on Thursday against New York and then the one against Tampa and these young guys haven't found a way to get involved, then I think you've got to start thinking about making that move. And don't forget, as they get to that point, they're going to have Gronkowski back somewhere in that window. You know, somewhere in that. I mean, I've even heard some reports that it could be possibly be back on Thursday in week two. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but week three, four, five, somewhere in there, Rob Gronkowski is back, which will be a huge boost. So I wouldn't jump the gun on that yet. I would say hold off on it for a little bit.
Okay. You got a great show, by the way.
All right, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number, 855-PATS-500, if you want to jump on board. 508-298-0398 as well, if you want to get in here on the Patriots.com postgame show, talking about the Patriots win over the Buffalo Bills. Webradio at Patriots.com is where the emails come in. Send your email, webradio@Patriots.com. Let's get to one of those emails from Evans. Evans writes, "Hi, PFW team. I am watching week one of the NFL far away in Ghana, and a few things became clear to me about my Patriots. Number one, the game against the Jets is not going to be preseason game number six as advertised. Number two, Amendola can ball if he can stay healthy, and Bill had a plan when he snapped him. Amendola, Hernandez, and Gronk would have been a three-headed monster with Tompkins stretching the field. Interesting point. Maybe in the offseason the thought was Dobson could be one of those guys that stretches the field. One of those guys that runs those long routes. Anyway, back to number three. Tompkins, need to know that he will have to earn every single yard in the NFL. He needs to know that, according to Evans here on email. He needs to get open, and number 12 will find him. Number four, the offensive line. Not in the same book. Not on the same page. Number five, number 12, really frustrated at the mistakes being made on the field. Number six, there won't be many blowouts this year. Every quarter will matter. It is it's better that the team makes the mistakes these two games and learns from them later in the year. That's from Evans in Ghana, listening today in Africa to both the pre- and post-game coverage here on Patriots.com. That part of it is true about the mistakes. If there are weeks to make mistakes, they would be these first 3 weeks, so the Patriots can continue to work, continue to build upon what they did in the preseason, getting ready for the year, and continue to work in the younger guys with this team. Continue to see where they can develop, how they can continue to work them in. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number if you want to jump on board. Let's go back to the phones. Jackson is in Washington. Hi, Jackson. Hello, Jackson.
Hi, you there?
Yes, what do you got,
Hi.
Jackson?
I was listening to the game on the radio, and I was pretty surprised. Only one throw to Zach Sudfeld, which was intercepted. But, I mean, he made some really awesome catches in the preseason, so I was kind of bummed out that he didn't have any catches today. And also, Kimbrel Tompkins, he just, only had, four catches and was targeted, I think you said 14 times?
14 times today.
If he doesn't step it up anymore, then we might have to cut him, but I'm glad that we got the W.
Yeah, I think everybody's glad that they got the W. Thanks for the call, Jackson. Cutting Kenbrell Tompkins. It's a little too early for that talk, and in fact, I don't think this team can afford to cut Kenbrell Tompkins. I would not be in favor of that move at any point in time this season. No, no, no. There will be no cutting of Kenbrell Tompkins. I also got another email from Jackson. Jackson wrote in, Tompkins had a lot of incomplete passes. We should cut him. So I'm not getting on board with that. I'm not getting on board with the cutting of Kenbrell Tompkins at any point. If you want to call in, 855-PATS-500. We go back to the email, webradio@patriots.com. Duke, our guy Duke, he sent in yet another haiku. Kev, how many weeks have I been here now? This is now my fifth week.
Yeah, fifth show of the year.
And I'll tell you, Duke has really come through.
One of my favorite parts of the show.
We need to get some kind of sounder for this. Some kind of haiku sounder. Some kind of light.
No, we'll have to get some poetry music.
That's what I mean. Some light poetry music. Something of the instrumental variety. Something soft. Something very soft. Maybe like some sort of flute. Anyway, back to the email. Duke writes in with his weekly haiku after the game, his post-game haiku. And here, this is how it reads. I love Shane Vereen. He's on my fantasy team. Why did I sit him? The game was too close. Kembrell needs to step it up. Forget the rules of haiku. I was all in on this guy and he was underwhelming. There he threw out rules of haiku. Too many syllables in that line. Third paragraph. I almost freaked out. Amendola left the game. Oh, damn, he can play. Edelman went hard. Let's get it on, Chandler Jones. Decimate the Jets. That's Duke's haiku for the week. Duke, stop throwing out the rules. You can't just throw out the rules when you want to get on Kenbrell Tompkins.
The Poetry Corner with Beetle Bertrand.
Yeah, you know what? We want to stick to the 575 of the haiku with the syllables. Let's not just throw the rules out. We play by the rules here on Patriots postgame. Okay? That's how we do it. Let's talk to Ralph in New York. What's up, Ralph?
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. What'd you think of today's game?
Well, I think, you know, that the receiving core looks a little bit sloppy, a little bit weak. Also, Brady seemed to be very much looking for, Amendola,
pretty much most of the time that he was out there. He did throw to Tompkins a lot, and I think Tompkins, there was a comment made that I think was, I really identified what his problem was. He wasn't stopping at the pattern. He was, as the ball was thrown, he started moving instead of stopping, catching, and then moving. So his feet were, he didn't plant his feet when it came time to catch the ball. And I think that was his weakness because he did get open several times. He was open. And he actually was interfered with once in the first quarter that they didn't make the call, but, that would have been a big play for them. So I think that he was getting separation, not every single play, but he did get separation enough to make, to have made a significant contribution. But when you're moving feet when the ball's in the air, you're not going to catch the ball because Brady's assuming you're going to be planted in that position.
Yeah, and I think a couple of times, and you obviously saw that late, Ralph, and thanks for the call, Brady was very disappointed with Kenbrell Tompkins not being able to catch that ball in the back of the end zone for the Patriots as they tried to go down and score late. He was not happy with the rookie receiver on that play. He felt like he was in the wrong spot. Also, one thing we haven't mentioned, Brady and Amendola, you're going to see this video clip throughout the course of the week. Brady and Amendola getting a little bit chippy, a little heated debate on the sideline. The two of them were on the bench, and Brady was showing his clear displeasure with Danny Amendola. Now, this was before the Patriots went on to drive and win the game, but there's definitely going to be some growing pains here. Whether it be with Brady and Amendola or Brady and his young receivers, there's a lot to be developed between these guys. So if we had assumed, and I think some of us, including myself, are guilty of feeling like this offense was further along in their development and their cohesion on that side of the football, I think it took a little bit of a step back today, and I thought Tom Brady was showing his frustrations. He didn't play great today. Luckily, he did have Julian Edelman and Amendola, who did play well, even though he was upset. There's going to be some growing pains, and they're going to continue to grow. The question is, how long does it take? And will it get to the point where they can't bail themselves out? We've got to keep in check here. This was the Buffalo Bills today. This is not one of the tougher teams on the schedule for the Patriots. So they just squeaked by today with a win in Buffalo, 23-21. We're continuing to get your thoughts. Keep sending in your emails. We're trying to keep up with those. We'll read as many of those as we can get in before the end of the show. We're going to continue with your phone calls at 855-PATS-500. Got some open lines right now if you want to give your thoughts on the game. 855-PATS-500. Coming up next, we will hear from the head coach of the Patriots and the quarterback of the Patriots, both Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. That's next.
The Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Brady with a check with me. Sudfeld in a three-point stance. Tight end White on a third and four from the 10. Brady in the pocket. Has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
Patriots with a win today in Buffalo. After the win, 23-21, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick stepped to the podium. This is what he had to say. Have a listen. We'll get to that in just one moment. Bill Belichick from Buffalo. There we go. There's
in the division on the road. It's good to get off to that start. And now we got a real quick turnaround for the Jets, obviously. But it's good to win. And I'm proud of the way our team played today.
What were your thoughts on the passing game overall? Seems like you got a little more momentum going into this game or not?
Well, you know, we had our moments. You know, times when it was good. There's times when it wasn't so good. It needs to be better. But, you know, we'll build on this. We'll build on it.
What did you think of the chemistry between Tom and Danny Amendola, especially on third down?
Again, you know, we had our moments. Yeah, I mean, you know, Danny stepped up, made some big catches in some tough situations. You know, Tom has always, you know, competed like he always does and, you know, made some great throws at critical times.
Did you do anything early that took out your
rhythm? You know, they're a good football team. They're very good defensively. They got a good front. You know, they play aggressively. They have an aggressive scheme. So, you know, we let them back in the game with some turnovers, but then we fought our way out of it and we were able to make some plays at the end to win. So, you know, proud of that.
How tough was it to prepare? Rookie quarterback, rookie coach, all the unknowns out there?
Yeah, there's always a lot of unknowns on opening day. It's always that way. You know, the team's got a lot of time to prepare, and you haven't seen everything because of preseason and all that. So it's always a challenge on opening day. We had to make a lot of adjustments in all three phases of the game during the game, but that's normal.
What were your thoughts on Shane for Ravens?
Well, you know, I think Shane stepped up, did a good job for us. We counted on him a lot. He came through on, you know, a lot of plays. There was a huge run he had at the end, get us down in field goal range, keep the ball in bounds, and force him to use another timeout. It was a good play, and it was a smart play. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the NFL. We got to take care of the ball. We got to take care of the ball better. We were fortunate to come up with them defensively, but, you know, we got to take care of the ball better. That's all there is to it.
There's so many new faces on offense. Is it going to take a little while to get everyone just agreed and say
we got a couple new players over there, but I mean, that's everybody in the league.
A lot of guys you've seen out there a lot before. All the offensive linemen, quarterback, running back. And it's not, you know, there's a lot of guys that played a lot of football for us out there. Okay, good. Anything else? Okay, great.
Now, Bill, a little chipper at the end of that press conference today. Seems to be in a good mood. All right, good. That good. Everyone all set. Thank you very much. Great, quick, to the point. In and out, no messing around for Bill Belichick today as his team gets out of Buffalo with a win. I think week one of the NFL, you know, the type of mistakes the Patriots made today happened in, you know, week 10. Then I think you'd get an angry Bill Belichick. I think when it's week one of the NFL, when you're at that point, you know there's going to be mistakes. You know there's going to be some failures to execute at times. He's just happy to go on the road and get a win. And I can understand that feeling. As he now only has 3 days to look at the tape, break down Buffalo, see where they didn't execute or where they came up short and get ready for Thursday night here at Gillette Stadium, the home opener against the New York Jets. Let's go back to the phones. I see you waiting. We're going to hear from Tom Brady in just a couple of minutes, hear from the Patriots quarterback. We'll also hear from some of the other Patriots today, including Danny Amendola. Hear what he has to say in the Patriots locker room after this win today in Buffalo. We're going to get you all of that coming up here on the Patriots.com postgame show with myself, Mark Bertrand, brought to you by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Let's go back to the phones. We go to Mike, who's in Georgia. Hi, Mike.
I'd like to just be kind of stupid crazy here and point out the blatant double standard in New England.
Mike, I'm gonna put you on hold there. It seems like you may have a bad connection. We can't really hear you that well. Just hang tight, and we'll try and get you back on. Olivier's in Virginia. Hello, Olivier.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing well. I was wondering if you knew the address of a good manicurist because I've got no more nails left in my hand.
Bite them all off.
What a nail biter!
It certainly was. But you know what? As I was just saying. It's at least it's good that they got out of there with the win.
Hey, a win is a win. It was ugly, but a win is a win, which is great news. You know, now, were you impressed? Were you happy? Were you, I would say, satisfied with the performance of the defense? Because we played an okay team. If we had played, well, thank God we played a team like the Bills for our first game. Because if we had played the Broncos and so forth, I think it would take us a while to lick our wounds.
Yeah, Olivier, I would say that I felt okay about them. As you just said, we played an okay team. I felt okay about the Patriots' defense. I don't think they generated enough pressure, and they didn't really get after E.J. Manuel. That was an opportunity to go after a rookie quarterback, and they weren't able to either do it up front with their front four and create that pressure or, you know, kind of scheme it with their linebackers, and I just don't think they did it today. They didn't generate enough pressure for my liking.
I agree with you. And also, you know, for a rookie quarterback, I thought he didn't play that bad. I thought that I was going to see much more turnovers. I was going to see much more pressure from our defense, and therefore we're going to roll over them. It didn't happen that way. So, you know, I'm happy we won. As I said, a win is a win, and hopefully we're on to the Jets, and hopefully the Jets don't have like this built-in confidence because they just squeezed an ugly win also on their turf. But go Pats, and thanks for doing a great job, and thanks to Kevin to stand by the phones to always welcome us in the post-game show.
All right,
have a great day.
Olivia, thanks for the call. Kevin, you hear that? You get that? Kevin Collins, our producer, doing a fine job, standing by, always serving the listeners. That's what he does. He strives to serve.
A man of the people, Beetle.
A man of the people, without a doubt. Diane is in Baltimore today. Wanted to talk about this Patriots win over the Bills today. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm good. Now that my boys won today.
What'd you think of the game? What'd you think of the game?
Well, I didn't get to see the game. I'm at work today, but I was listening to it on the radio. And, you know, I'm just fascinated that they won today. Hopefully they're going to make it to the Super Bowl this year. I'm hoping they're going to take it. And Tom Brady is the best quarterback out there. I'm just fascinated with the Patriots.
All right, Diane, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Patriots get a win here today in Buffalo, week number one. Got some emails coming in. And you can email to webradio@patriots.com. We'll hear from Tom Brady just a couple of minutes from now, hear what he had to say after the win. Here's an email from James in England. James writes, I do not think that we played our best today, but a win is a win, especially as we break in our young receivers. However, I do believe that we will need to improve most of our other playoff contenders throughout the season. With Gronkowski especially coming back and the receivers hopefully improving with experience, I was impressed with our run defense for the most part, but I was disappointed with the lack of pressure, especially Chandler Jones. In regards to Tompkins' criticism, I think that we have to remember that he's an undrafted rookie, and to get him what we got him, I'm sorry, I'm reading this wrong, to get what we got from him today is still a lot more than what we could have ever expected when we signed him. James in England. James, I would say that's fair, putting it in perspective. Your high draft pick at receiver and Aaron Dobson inactive today, not playing. Kenbrell Tompkins going into the year. You probably didn't expect that from this guy in the offseason, but you know what? If you're on the field and you're starting and you're playing, there's expectations. It's the way it goes, especially after the way he played pretty well in the preseason. So I think at this point, expectations change, and they have changed for Kenbrell Tompkins. Al from New Jersey writes in, a big part of receiving is learning how to run the routes. It's obvious that except for Amendola, Edelman, and Vereen, the other receivers are tripping over their feet, which is an indication they are having trouble running routes. Any one of us can run down the field and catch a football. It takes a little more to run the routes. Al, it's a good point. I think that applies to Kenbrell Tompkins on some of the routes that he ran today. Here's another one coming in. Another email from Keith. Keith writes, Mark, while I do agree that Ridley should have been benched, I don't think he should have been benched the entire day, because his benching hurt us in the red zone today. Brady shouldn't have been throwing the ball in the red zone when we have rookie receivers that are still developing chemistry with TB. I also think everyone needs to relax on the criticism of Ridley. All of the great backs have had fumbling issues at one point or another because of their style of run. Pats Nation, would you bench Adrian Peterson, who has the same issues at times? When Vereen puts it on the ground, are we going to call for his head also? And if we as Patriots fans want to cut the guy because of fumbles, a couple of fumbles, then we also need to have the same harsh criticism of Brady with his fumble today. Keep in mind, no one touched Brady either when he fumbled today. I know it's a little extreme, but my point is all good players make mistakes. Would you rather have Benny back in New England running for 3 yards a carry? Well, you know what? With Ridley, the pattern of fumbling the football has become something that has plagued him throughout his career now. This is something that hasn't resolved itself, and this is week one. Week one, you say in the email, Keith, that you would put him back in the game. You saw him lose the football twice in the first half. I'm not putting him back in the game. Not with the way Vereen played today. And Vereen played well. The Patriots did not suffer in the run game because they did not have Ridley today once he was benched. The Patriots were able to get by just fine without him today. So the benching, I don't think the benching hurt them. I don't think it did. And as we mentioned, Shane Vereen had over 100 yards rushing today. Patriots rushed for 158 yards on the afternoon. And that includes, you know, a loss of four for Brady coming up in the stat sheet. So I don't think that hurt them. I think that they were still able to run the ball effectively with Shane Vereen after Ridley was out of the game. So I don't think the benching hurt them, and I think it was deserved. The thing that is chasing him now, this kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's going to follow him. It's going to follow Ridley. I always do this. When I start talking about Ridley and Vereen, I always end up saying the wrong name. Talking about Ridley and his fumbles, that's now going to become a part of what you identify him with. And that's not a good thing. And I'm not saying no one is saying he should somehow be cut. No one is suggesting that. So that's what I would say on that, Keith. Kevin from Brooklyn writes in, the defense overall was good. No deep balls allowed outside of the TD. Would love to see a bigger pass rush and more blitzing, but the defense came through. The offense, they'll get better. Ridley is becoming a concern if he starts fumbling again. Vereen looks like a potential three down back on the road today. The rookie receivers will make plays down the road. They were open and just didn't haul in the passes, but they were open. Winning close games also builds stronger character. All in all, a great win, even though sometimes feel like they're going to lose the game. Kevin in Brooklyn writes in. Thanks for the comments, Kevin, on today's game. On Ridley becoming a concern, I think they're definitely at that point. Vereen being a potential three down back, this will be something we watch going forward. How much of the load does Shane Vereen get? Does he see more snaps? Does he see himself in situations that normally would be reserved for a bigger back, more of a power back, like a guy like Stephen Ridley or LeGarrette Blount, who I would put in the bad category today, and LeGarrette Blount, 7 carries, 15 yards for LeGarrette Blount. I would put him on the bad side of things. Longest run of the day, 5 yards, averaging 2.1 yards per carry. So where does Vereen factor in now going forward? Does he see more carries? Picked up a key first down late in the game on a play in which he ran backwards, and I thought, no, that's the last thing you want to do. But he actually turned it around, came around the end, and made it work late in the game for the Patriots on a big run for Vereen, which was certainly a big help in this game. And I don't think the Patriots suffered. I really don't. I don't believe that the Patriots suffered in this game due to Ridley being out of the game. 855-PATS-500 is the telephone number if you want to jump on board here as we talk about what happened today with the Patriots in Buffalo. And we'll talk to Carlos. He's in Maryland today. Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
Hey, Carlos. What's going on?
You know, you just convinced me right now about the Ridley thing. I was about to call in and defend Ridley and say that, you know, Bill sometimes takes stuff on the field a little personally, but, you know, he did fumble without being touched, which is a little worrisome. And Vereen really did look good. But, you know, the key with Vereen is his health. He gets banged up here and there. But, I don't know. I think we still need to stick with Ridley. I would trust Ridley. But, man, what an ugly game.
Yeah, I would say that's accurate to call it ugly.
You know, what an ugly game. And the thing is that people shouldn't worry about that either, because the Bills, no matter what, always play us tough. They always play us tough in Buffalo. And, I mean, I don't know, Kendrell Tompkins looked nothing like he did in the preseason whatsoever, which was disappointing to me and my fantasy team. I thought he would at least do something.
All right, Carlos, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Getting back to the part about Vereen and the fact that the Patriots didn't suffer, I was just looking for the play here as I was talking. And it was the 1st and 10 from the Buffalo 29-yard line on the Patriots' final drive of the game. And Vereen, this was 1:08 to go in the game, just over 1 minute to play. Vereen on 1st and 10 from the Buffalo 29 went around the end on the left side, and he picked up 15 yards on the play. 15 yards. Took it down to the Buffalo 14-yard line. 15-yard gain for Shane Vereen. That's in the final minute of the game. We're talking, you know, from the emailer saying Tom Brady shouldn't be having to pass in those situations. There you go. Inside the 30-yard line, handoff to Vereen, and it worked. I mean, it wasn't a pretty play. I got nervous. I thought he was going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage. But he goes left. He had the speed to break it outside, get around the end, and he takes it upfield for 15 yards. They weren't suffering. Patriots weren't suffering late in this game due to that benching. So I think he deserved to be benched. I think he stayed on the bench because it's hard to trust that guy after he had lost the football twice. It's very hard to trust that guy. Let's talk to Raymond, who's in Arkansas today. And if I'm reading this correctly, Raymond is from Jake Beckett's hometown. Is that right?
Little Rock, Arkansas. Yes, hometown of Jake Beckett. And this was a wonderful win for the Patriots. And the reason why I say that, a win is a win. But had they blown out the Bills, I don't think it would have been quite as much a learning experience. I think it gives them an opportunity to look. And, hey, this was no fluke. The Bills have a team this year. And so I'm looking forward to them learning from this and developing even more. I think this was a very good developmental game early in the season.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. It definitely exposed their flaws, you know, and tells them where they need to work and what they need to do to get better. That part is true. It definitely exposed their flaws in week number one. If they had gone in and blown them out, like you're saying, what would we have learned? What would they have learned about themselves? Probably not a lot.
Absolutely. And as Coach Madden said years ago, when the big guys on the front line do their job, it really makes the difference for your quarterback and your running backs and gives them time to find a wide receiver open. It really shows the importance of your linemen.
It definitely does. And you know what? I think offensively today for the Patriots on the offensive side of things, line-wise, we touched on this a little bit. I don't think they had a great day protecting Tom Brady. I thought that they came up a little bit short, but you know what? That's a unit that I have faith in. That's not a group of guys that I worry about, to be completely honest with you. I have faith that they'll be able to protect Tom Brady throughout the course of the season. Speaking of Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, what did he have to say today after getting the win in Buffalo? Here's Tom Brady.
And on the road in a tough environment, and we didn't execute great, but we made some really clutch plays when we needed to. So it was a all-around team effort. I know we talked a little bit last night about whatever the situation is. We got to make the critical plays and got to stop on defense, drove the ball down, got in field goal position, and made the kick. So great situational football.
How does it have your defense last four series, 3-6-6 and three snaps, get off the football field and get the ball back for you guys?
Well, you know, we put them in some pretty rough situations with the turnovers. So that's something we got to do a better job on offense, taking care of the ball. And but, you know, I was impressed with the way the defense hung in there and battled all day. And, you know, offensively, we hung in there and battled and just made enough plays when we needed to. I don't know. We'll have to see the film on that one. But, you know, wish it was a touchdown. That's, you know, 7 points is a lot to give up at that point. So that was a very critical situation, and we need to do a better job executing.
Just stick with those two guys.
Well, two great playmakers for us and guys that, you know, have earned really a lot of trust in the coaching staff and me. So, you know, they get themselves in the right position. They make the critical plays. It was great to be in the huddle with them.
You play games where you've been hurt. You've obviously played through things. Danny Amendola obviously bugged by the groin. You know, you saw what happened prior to the half. He comes back, converts third downs for you. How big is that for having that guy being a new guy for you?
I mean, he really toughed it out, which was pretty impressive. So he fought all day. You know, we got a whole team full of fighters. So, you know, I think there's going to be some ugly wins. But we're always going to fight, and we're just going to fight today. And this is not an easy place to play. We've always had tough games up here. It's a very hostile crowd. They make you earn it on defense, and we made just enough plays to win.
Take us through, Tom, if you would. When you're in the huddle and you have to convert that last drive, is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to get it done? Any doubt in the players' minds that you have to drive this team down and score?
Well, I didn't have a lot of doubt. I mean, I felt like, you know, that's what we were capable of doing. And we had got the ball down in the red area a few times and didn't get any points out of it. So it wasn't really as much moving the ball. It was just not being consistent enough to score points. So in order to score points, you have to either make a big play or you have to string a bunch of good plays together. And we didn't make many big plays today. And as we were stringing them together, sometimes we made our own mistakes that caused us to end drives, especially the turnovers. But, you know, we can do a better job. And we're going to obviously learn a lot from this game and then try to come back on a short week against the Jets.
Tom, is any of that a byproduct of, again, getting used to each other and getting a feel for them and them getting a feel for you in the game setting?
Yeah, and this is our first opportunity, so things are a lot different on the game field. You know, things are very unpredictable on the game field. There's nothing you can talk about, or you're just trying to react. So you got to build confidence in each other and then go out there and make the plays if you can. So it was a good experience, good learning experience. You know, all these games are going to be tough. You know, this was as tough as, you know, you're going to make down to the last play.
Tom, a lot of it has been made of the new receiving squad that you have. Do you feel that this game, especially the way it ended, being able to pitch four times to your depth of energy, is this sort of a statement that these receivers are going to be used as your last play potentially?
I think we have a long way to go, and we got a lot of work ahead of us. We got to prove it week in and week out. I'm glad we started with the win. I mean, winning feels a hell of a lot better than losing. So, you know, I don't think our execution was flawless by any stretch. I mean, we had a lot of mistakes, and we got to get a lot better. So, last question.
You might have talked about this, but Davey Amendola, you know, was limited at the end of the half and then came back and made some remarkable catches. Can you talk about his contributions and
the competition? Yeah, I mean, he played. Gave everything he got, so that's all you can ask. He, you know, who knew what to expect when he came out there in the second half? I thought he was going to be out for the rest of the game, but showed a lot of toughness, mental and physical, and made really the plays of the game for us, along with Julian, Shane. Offensive line played great. You know, ran a bunch of plays on opening day, so it's a short turnaround. Hopefully we can get some good night rest and get ready, start getting ready for the Jets tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady after the win in Buffalo. He mentioned the getting into the red zone and not being able to score. Patriots went into the red area five times today. They converted, that is, on two of their trips into the red zone. 2 of 5 in red zone efficiency. The Buffalo Bills 2 of 2 on the day in the red zone. Patriots on third down converted 11 of 20 of their opportunities, 55% today. On the other side, the Buffalo Bills were only 4 of 13 on third down, converting 31% of their opportunities. So that was good for the Patriots defense. And overall, on the day, Patriots just lucky to get out of there with a win. I shouldn't say lucky. They should feel fortunate to get the win in Buffalo based on the way in which they played. I don't think this is the Patriots team we're going to see week in and week out. They will certainly be making improvements. I think that may start this coming Thursday in Buffalo. Not in Buffalo, right here at Gillette Stadium against the New York Jets. Quick turnaround. They're in Buffalo. They're on their way back from Buffalo, and then they'll be here in Foxborough on Thursday night for their home opener against the New York Jets. I'm coming to you live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. You can call us on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or 508-298-0398. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address if you want to send in your emails. I have some of those we'll be reading in just a couple of short minutes. And also coming up here on the Patriots postgame show on patriots.com, brought to you by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. We're going to hear from Danny Amendola. We'll hear what he has to say after his first regular season game with the Patriots. Also, Stephen Ridley. What did Stephen Ridley have to say after being pulled from the game? Had a fumble, turned the ball over, didn't look good for him. He gets pulled from the game. We didn't see him again the rest of the afternoon. What did Ridley have to say about his day? And also Danny Amendola, that coming up with your calls, emails, and tweets. All of it is next.
More Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand after this quick timeout.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance?
You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit GotToGetFios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL.
Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
Second and long, Manuel in the pocket, pumps and throws across the middle and reaching out to make the grab. Goodwin lost it on the hit. The ball scooped up by none other than Rob Ninkovich inside the Buffalo 35-yard line. Who else but Ninkovich to recover a fumble forced by Arrington?
That was Kyle Arrington's second forced fumble of the first half today. First one was recovered by Tommy Kelly. Second one by Rob Ninkovich, Kyle Arrington. Thanks to him again for joining us here at the start of the postgame program. Want to get back to the calls with you. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number if you'd like to call in and get on board with your thoughts. Some open lines for you right now if you'd like to do so. We go to the phones. Landon is in West Virginia. He's been waiting patiently. Hi, Landon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Glad for the W, like everybody's saying. But the one thing everybody's leaving out is that Ridley fumble was such bullcrap. I've never seen a more clear-cut replay that he was down, his elbow slammed into the ground, and then almost a whole second later, the ball came squirting out, and they gave Buffalo 7 points for that play, when everybody on New England gave up because they knew he was down.
Yeah, so, but Landon, he had not been touched prior to going down. No one had touched him. And,
sure, when he was running up the middle like that, and
when he went down, he had gone down, and I wholeheartedly disagree with you. I think that was absolutely a fumble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because nobody, I thought he was going up the middle and spun, and the defenders had their hands on him, and he went down and his elbow hit, and then that squirted the ball out, and they ran it back to the 80 yards. If you take away that 7 points, they only scored 14 offensive points, and then we would have got 3 or 7 off that. It could have been a 27-14, it could have been a lot better than that. I guess I wasn't paying attention to that play, but I was really upset when I saw it happen. I saw him run, and I saw his elbow hit the ground. And that's what I was paying attention to.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he was down.
I don't think he was down, Landon. I really don't. I think they got that call right. And thanks for checking in. I mean,
he was down, but he was not down by contact. That is the operative word.
And him, I got to say, on the sideline, he was pleading his case. And you may not have seen this on the TV broadcast. A number of people, they did show a small clip of him being upset with it, but the beat writers and all those covering the Patriots saying during the replay while the TV broadcast was at commercial, he was animated on the sideline pointing to the board. He thought he was in the right. I got to say this. Let's for the sake of the argument say Landon's right. He still lost the football. He still has an issue losing the football. And Landon, I just 100% disagree with you. That was, in my mind, definitely a fumble. I think the refs got that thing right.
And I mean, Deardorff made a good point where when he went down, I thought he might have blown his knee out.
I thought there was maybe like an injury or something. Yeah, no, I understand that thought as well. Paul's in Florida today. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
I'm stationed down here in Florida, and unfortunately I'm in Dolphin land, so I didn't get to see the game, so I was hoping to use your eyes. I hear an awful lot about the receivers, but I don't hear an awful lot about Brady. I watched it on the stat sheet, and it seemed like he was underthrowing or overthrowing or wide. Was he off today?
He was off. He definitely was. He did not look like Tom Brady today.
So is it just, early season stuff, or is his knee bothering him?
And I don't want to say it's off because he wasn't off the entire day. He made a number of really nice throws in the game, but I would say the consistency wasn't there for him. So it wasn't as if every throw today was bad. He made some one of the better throws he made of the day was to Julian Edelman, and Edelman couldn't reel it in the end zone. He made some really great, typical Tom Brady throws, but there were a number of throws that were wide or low, and he missed on some throws, or there was some miscommunication between him and the receiver. And so, Yes, he was. He did not look like you're accustomed to seeing him look. He looked like a little bit less than Tom Brady.
So this is a little less the receiver's fault in some situations.
Yeah, you know what, though?
I know he's starting with five new receivers and all that, and I know that's rough. I mean, but he's done that before.
He has, but you know what? They're young this time. The guys with some experience, Paul, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. The guys with the experience on this team, Amendola, Julian Edelman, those guys were fine. And so I don't think there were anything bad. There wasn't anything bad going on there. So it was really with the younger guys. And that's why when you say, well, he didn't look like it, he missed guys wide, you start questioning, was that a bad throw or was that the receiver not being in the right spot where he expects them to be in a position and they're not? And on a lot of them, I would lean toward the receiver being in the bad or the wrong spot, not being able to get to his spot. Some of them, though, early on, I thought Brady threw some ducks in this game, so to speak. And then he tried to overcompensate. He started to throw the ball really hard, really making some really strong throws, a little bit too strong at times. That was in the first half. But Tom Brady did not have a great day. Tom Brady has room for improvement like just about everybody else on this team today. Keith is in Dallas, Texas today. Wanted to talk about the Patriots win. Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Keith. Doing well. What do you got?
Hey, man. I just wanted to call in and defend my email earlier. I was the guy that actually wrote in talking about Ridley.
About Ridley in the red zone.
Exactly. That's my point. It was in the red zone. The running game to me took a hit, right? Because normally Ridley carries the ball in the red zone, right? I mean, that one play where it was third and two, right? Third and goal with 2 yards to go. We should have ran that ball. And if Ridley was on the field, I'm highly confident that we would have probably called a run play and got in 9 times out of 10.
See, I think that's a hard, like, I understand what you're saying, but my question would be, did Josh McDaniels get gun shy because he didn't have Ridley in the game? So it's more of a play calling thing in my mind than it is. Because the question is, what did they see, Keith? And I think your point, I understand what you're saying. The point is, did they not go to the run because they didn't have faith in whether it be Blount, who I know didn't have a good day, but what in Vereen did they not believe in the red zone? I mean, you mentioned the third and two, also in the fourth quarter, and this speaks to your point. When they had the first and 10 and they were at the Buffalo 10-yard line, and this was early in the fourth quarter. Okay. Shane Vereen picked up 19 yards and got down to the Buffalo 10. So it's first and 10, pretty much a first and goal situation there from the 10. You then have three straight passes out of the shotgun in the fourth quarter. And I looked at that situation and said, was there no room to run the football there? I mean, why would you not trust? They got into the red zone and then they started throwing. And that was right after they saw Shane Vereen rip off a run for 19 yards. And you saw the way Vereen ran today. Was there any reason not to believe in his ability to run the football?
No, I mean, I definitely think he can run between the tackles. I didn't really care for the screen passes today because obviously the Bills game plan for that. I mean, we are probably, you know, the highest, as a team, we probably have the highest percentage of screen passes. So I didn't really care for all of that today. I think there was like a lot of dead plays. When we did, like, try to run a little bubble passes or screen passes to Shane Vereen today.
Yeah, I actually like the fact that the screen pass is coming back a little bit, but at times when it doesn't work, you just got to get away from it. You can't fall in love with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You can't
Absolutely.
Fall in love with it.
And I just got one other point.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason why we didn't see a lot of penetration from the defensive line was because we were trying to really game plan for C.J. Spiller, right? I mean, if those defensive linemen are, you know, trying to get up the field, all it takes is just one little hitch or screen pass or pitch pass to T.J. Spiller, and that guy's going to take it the distance. He doesn't need a lot of space to get open or make a play, right? So yep. I think that was really more a game plan on Belichick's side than a lack of a pass rush from our defensive line.
It could be true, and I think that also maybe speaks to the lack of speed in the linebacking core for the Patriots.
Absolutely.
You know, that comes with, do you trust your linebackers to be able to move and get out in open space and track a guy down when you've got your four guys up front really going after the quarterback? And maybe they don't. Maybe they don't trust the speed of that unit.
Yeah, they don't trust Brandon Spike.
I think that's that definitely could be part of it. And he missed a bunch of time today. And you know, I say Dante Hightower might fall into that as well. I mean, does Dante Hightower strike you as a guy who's got really good speed. He doesn't for me.
I think honestly, if we're going to talk about speed, I think we should put in. I can't believe that I'm forgetting his last name, but number 52. What's his name? Dane Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Dane Fletcher.
I think we should put him in on third down situations because he's shown speed. He's shown the ability to cover in the middle of the field. That's been our weakness for about the past 2 or 3 years. You know, we constantly start Brandon Spikes, but the reality is we're in a passing league today. We're not, you know, teams are not really running the ball, right? I mean, I don't know. I think you can find a player like Brandon Spikes anywhere, right, that can overcut or, you know, run downhill and make a play. That's not really value to me in the middle linebacker's position today in today's league. But I'll let you go.
All right, Keith. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the email. And obviously appreciate you listening as well.
All right.
Take care. The number for you is 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Keith and I have been going back and forth a little bit about Ridley and the effect on the team. Once Stephen Ridley was benched today, he talked about this game. He talked about being benched. And this is what he had to say in the locker room after the game.
Really can't make any excuses, man. You know, two balls on the ground is unacceptable. But, you know, I'm not going to sit on the pass. You know, I just have to accept, you know, where I messed up, made the mistake, and grow from it, you know. So that's really all you can do is not really point the fingers, just come back to work, you know, tomorrow. So I hate it. It's unfortunate. But, you know, it's part of the game of football that I'm just going to have to keep working and keep driving and keep pushing forward. You know, we got 15 more weeks in front of us, and I'll be going right back to work.
Did you know that when you fumbled?
I mean, it was pretty obvious, man. You know, you can't have two fumbles, two turnovers in one game and expect to stay in. So, you know, coaches had to do the best move for the team, you know, and make sure that we won this game. And they picked the players that they went with, and we rolled through, and we're lucky to pull out the win that we did.
Steve, what do you think of the way Shane kind of picked up the group, came up with some big yards?
Shane's a player, man, you know, and I can't take anything from him. You know, he made a few great catches and some nice runs, and, I mean, he's just taking advantage of the opportunities that he's given, you know, just like all of us. That's what we try to go out there and do every Sunday is that every opportunity we get, just capitalize on it. And, you know, really for him, I'm happy for him, man. I really am. So it sucks for me, you know, to be in this situation. But as a teammate, you know, I have to pat him on the back and just tell him that, you know, he did a great job in helping us win this game today.
Steve, I know this happened last year, and obviously it wasn't long until you were back starting and carrying the majority of the balls. What did you learn about how you sort of get back and coach it through grace?
For me, man, you know, I never get too high and I never get too low, man. You know, it's just kind of staying even keel. So, you know, this was the first game today of the 2013 season. And, you know, all the talk before this was what happened last year. But it just goes to show you that, you know, things can change day to day. So coming in and have two turnovers, you know, I can't blame anybody but myself. And like I said, just man up and come back to work, you know. And I'm just going to put my nose in the dirt and keep grinding, man. That's all I can do.
Do you feel like you have to earn your job back?
What's up?
You feel like you got like earning your job back, man?
Absolutely. Two turnovers, man. I was out of there for the rest of the game. So, hey, I mean, I'm not going to pout about it. Just keep grinding, man.
Obviously a great attitude there from Stephen Ridley after having a rough day and losing the football. And as he said, I lost that football twice. I'm going to earn my job back. It's a tough spot to be in, but I'm going to now fight back and continue to try and get better and work towards the next game. I think that's, you know, the right attitude. Tons of accountability right there from Stephen Ridley. You love to hear that from a player when they make mistakes. As he said, you know, man up. Say that I made these mistakes. Take accountability for them. Take the blame. And then work to earn my spot back. Nothing more that you could ask from him. Good attitude from Stephen Ridley after today's game. Patriots get the win 23-21, the final. Want to get to some more of your emails. Webradio@patriots.com. Jacob writes in, I think an underestimated good part of the Patriots game is Gostkowski coming through, unlike last year in the Cardinals game. I also don't remember them giving up any huge returns in the kicking game. Allen leaves some consistency to be desired. Thanks for doing the show. Keep up the good work. That's from Jacob. We haven't not talked. We haven't had time. There's been so many things to talk about. Ryan Allen today. Consistency is something he will need. I thought Ryan Allen looked okay today. The holding part of it, he nailed it. He even had a bad snap at one point and reeled it in, I believe, on Gostkowski's first field goal today. So the punting part, there were some short punts in there at inopportune times. That's something that was just okay. Another email from John. Hey, Beetle, I'm happy with the win, or maybe relieved is the better word. What I'm getting frustrated with is the fact that the offense has little ability to threaten deep. For the last three seasons, at least, they've tried to work that back shoulder 10-yard hitch on the sidelines with their outside guys. They tried to do it a lot with Ocho Cinco, then Lloyd, now Tompkins. Is it me, or do they overuse this play? It seems to have a low rate of success. Can't they design something better to complement the possession passing game? Can't they give guys like Tompkins a better chance to use their talents down the field? Not that I don't appreciate the great grabs by Amendola and Edelman, but since Moss and Brady's injury, there just hasn't been a good strong use of the outside guys down the field. Thanks for hanging with us late. That's from John. John, that's a good concern. That's a legitimate one. We didn't see them take any shots down the field today, any real deep shots, or try and go in the deep game. Will it develop this year? Something to keep an eye on. And you know what? I think that changes a little bit when Rob Gronkowski comes back. So let's put that one on hold. We'll continue to look at that and see how it develops. Also coming in at webradio@patriots.com, Benjamin writes, I was very impressed with how the defense played. The Bills obviously aren't the most formidable opponent. Manuel is young, and although talented, inconsistent. That said, they have a solid offensive line. Spiller and Jackson, very talented running backs, and Stevie Johnson, a talented wide receiver. I'm very pleased with the run defense. The pass rush, while somewhat inconsistent, showed up at times, and the coverage on the back end was impressive. Manuel had to pull the ball down and reset his feet a number of times due to blanket coverage. The stats tell the story. 14 points allowed, 15 first downs allowed, 4 of 13 on third down, 286 total yards allowed, 150 passing, 136 rushing, and 2 turnovers. Thanks, Benjamin, for your thoughts on today's game. Post-game question from Trey. Hate to criticize Brady, but we heard this week that Brady has had to adjust his role and become a teacher with all the new receivers. I did not see that today. I understand his frustration with the game and how it went down, but he shut down, was looking to the ground and silent until that last drive. Do you believe he needs to be more vocal on the field and pick these young guys up? If not, he's going to kill their confidence. Well, I'll tell you what. He was not happy at one point with Kenbrell Tompkins, showed some real disappointment on the field late in the game when Kenbrell Tompkins couldn't reel in a Tom Brady pass in the back of the end zone. And then Brady was seen on the sideline getting into a heated discussion with Danny Amendola. Interesting stuff with Tom Brady and his receivers today. That happened in the fourth quarter as well, him and Amendola. Danny Amendola on the day finished with 10 catches, 104 yards on 14 targets. This is what Danny Amendola had to say in the locker room after the game.
Yeah, you know, I feel like we made a lot of good plays out there on offense. Moved the ball well, but you know, every game in this league is close, and it's going to come down to, you know, making plays there at the end. I felt like we fought hard, and we got the job done. I don't really think about that stuff. I just try to think about my job. I love playing with these guys. It's a great team. I've only been here for a short amount of time, but I can already tell that these guys really rally together, and it starts at the top, and I'm really excited to be here. I really didn't have my legs under me in the first half. Came in, made some adjustments, and just try to make as many plays as I could there in the second half and get the ball moving.
Were you concerned that at halftime you may not be able to come back, or were you
I didn't know. I was going to come out and see how I felt, and, you know, it's a big win.
What was the matter with it? It looked like a little groin twinge?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. I guess we'll figure it out.
What happened at halftime?
We have good trainers here, so they do a good job of getting us on the field. And
how determined were you, Danny, to not have the second half be a race?
You just got to keep fighting. That's what it's about. It's a long game. It's a physical game, and it's honestly a fight out there every play. So, you know, we did a good job today in fighting to the very end and made a great field goal at the end by Goss, and it was awesome.
What was it like being with Tom there in the huddle there, that last drive, kind of knowing this was it, and mentality?
Well, we all know Tom's been in this situation before, and he's one of the best, so we really rallied behind him. He's our leader, and he did a great job today.
Danny, you and Tom haven't been in that situation, though, before together. How important is it for you to get one of these under your belt, you guys together as a unit?
It was good. I mean, it was a hard-fought, emotional win, and credit to the Bills because they're a great ball club, and they played really hard, and we're all excited to get the win.
Is it different being in a huddle with Tom Brady as opposed to other quarterbacks?
Tom Brady's a great quarterback. Everybody knows that, and you know, he's our leader. So.
Yeah, we probably don't, but I know that you are aware that Brady and Harrison are going to be there for a period of time between you and Wes. Did you have any idea in mind of what he had done the other night and say to yourself, I want to play as well? I want to make sure nobody misses.
I was a senior in high school when I was going to Texas Tech, and Wes was catching 15 balls a game, and I've been watching Wes play at a very high level for a very long time, and you know, I'm just excited to be here, and I'm excited to make plays with these guys.
Is he replaceable? I mean, that's the thing.
Wes is a great player. He's gonna, you know, one of the best receivers, most productive, you know, receivers ever to play the game. So, and I'm, you know, he's really innovated the slot position, and I've learned a lot from him.
Danny Amendola, after his first game in a Patriots uniform, that's what he had to say today. Patriots get the win in Buffalo. It's the Patriots.com postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. Wrapping things up here on the program. Want to get in another call. And Andrew in Haverhill is up next. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Beetle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to talk about the Patriots defense. And I was really impressed today, especially with the secondary. I mean, 14 points. I figured it was going to be a little bit shaky to begin with, but I thought they played really well all game.
I thought the secondary did play well. I just wanted to see more pressure, and they didn't bring it today. I thought that's one area they need to improve.
Yeah, that was my biggest problem with the whole defense was I saw really no pass rush. I was really not impressed with Chandler Jones either. I mean, I saw a couple plays where he was in Manuel's face, but I expect to see more from a guy like him who I've heard from multiple people, you know, multiple ESPN sources saying he's going to have 15 sacks. And I was expecting to see more, but on the whole in the defense, you know, I was really impressed.
Yeah, I thought on the whole it was a good day. You know, it was a good day to get out of there with a win. They didn't let up a ton of points. Andrew, thank you for the call. Patriots will be back in action this coming Thursday night right here at Gillette Stadium. They begin the home part of their schedule. The home slate begins. And it's now only 4 days away, only 3 days to prepare for the Patriots to get ready for the New York Jets. Both teams 1-0 on the year. So the Patriots will break down everything that happened and move forward. It's good that they got a win. It is absolutely good that they got the win. They squeak out of Buffalo today with the 23-21 win. We'll be back again Thursday at 6 p.m., 6 to 8. The Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social will happen at 6 p.m. right here on Patriots.com. That's when I'll be back with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. We'll get you ready for Pat's Jets Thursday night football. And then I'll be doing this again right after that game as we break down that matchup between the Patriots and the Jets at Gillette Stadium. I want to thank all of you for calling and emailing and tweeting on this program. Thanks to Kyle Arrington for joining us live from Buffalo. Thanks to our producer, Kevin Collins. And thanks for listening. We'll talk again on Thursday. See you then.
This has been the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Luck on the play action. He's back to throw. Steps up. Lets it go. Open. And intercepted. Overthrew it to the far side. That's Tlaib at the 45, 40, 35. Oh, back to the left at the 20. He's at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Aqib Tlaib.
For more news, analysis, and reaction from today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long. This Thursday, the Patriots play their 2013 home opener against the New York Jets. Kickoff is set for 8:30 p.m. Be sure to tune into the Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Snap to Brady. Has time. Floats it downfield. Open Edelman. He's got it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady to Julian Edelman.
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.